Cool.
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
You found it. Great.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. Great. All right. So we can just go ahead and get started then. Welcome everyone to the show. I'm here with Scott Martin, a travel photographer extraordinaire who I had the pleasure of meeting up with last year. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Sweet. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Later on, we're going to get more into the details, but the overview of this show is detailing your trip to Costa Rica, and we're going to look at when you first started thinking about taking a trip to Costa Rica, what the original idea and creative behind that was, and then we'll get into more of the practical stuff, like what gear did you bring? What gear did you not bring? And why? The trip schedule. And then we'll close out the episode today with some of Scott's advice for all of you other photographers out there who might want to travel outside of your home country on a trip and take amazing photos while you're doing that. So with that overview, Scott, I'm going to hand it over to you. Give us a quick introduction to yourself and this trip you took to Costa Rica.
Cool, sure thing. So I'm originally from Cape Town, South Africa, so I speak a little funny with an accent. But I guess I've been traveling, I'd say, most of my life. Visited probably about 18, 19 countries. I work as a lifestyle and travel photographer. And I'm on the road quite a lot. I'm actually right now just landed in San Francisco. And yeah, so talking about Costa Rica, this previous trip was something a little different. So my wife and I both surf and we don't live by the ocean. And Costa Rica has a lot to offer if you're a surfer. It's got warm water. It's got beautiful scenery, amazing wildlife. And so there's always been a draw to go there. And it's a fairly short trip from America to Costa Rica, which was appealing for us. Instead of, I guess, driving for 5 or 6 hours, we could just get on a plane for 5 and 6 hours and be in a pretty epic location. So this past trip, it was our fourth time going back to the same place, a little town called Pavones on the west coast of Costa Rica. And obviously initially the surf drew us there, soon after that, I became pretty good friends with a bunch of people down there. And my one friend filming a surf trip, or sorry, a surf movie, and asked if I wanted to come back the following year to help him out, do some filming. And obviously, I jumped at that opportunity because it was pretty amazing. And then we've just, really loved the area and the space, and went back the following year after that, and then went back this year.
Scott, I'll just pause you right there before we get into your trip this year, and I'll let our listeners know that in the show notes we're including a link to that surf film, and the name of that is Pura.
It was a Dulce.
Dulce, and there's a translation for that, right?
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet. That's awesome. That'll be great to share the movie.
Yeah. So you were helping out with that project, and how did Costa Rica capture your heart and capture your eye as a photographer?
I'm always drawn to water. I shoot quite a lot of water, from rivers to ocean. I just try and kind of stay close to it, I guess. Sorry, I forgot what was the
So Dulce, right? So
yeah.
Surf, riding the surf, and you were helping out with that film project in Costa Rica, obviously captured your imagination and your eye as a photographer. What were some things that stood out to you when you were first there?
Cool. Definitely the wildlife. It's like, especially coming from like South Africa, it's the wildlife there is just absolutely insane. I'd say the ocean, it's warm water. If you're a surfer, the waves are pretty good and consistent. The lifestyle's pretty slow going, where we were. It's like dirt road and one tiny little shop, and good chance to slow yourself down. But I'd definitely say a mix. Like during the shooting of Dulce, I kind of was the land-based cinematographer and focused. I was definitely attracted to a lot of the wildlife and shooting time lapses of clouds and storms coming in and ants, you know, tiny little ants marching off with their leaves. And then again, obviously the surfing is a big interest. So I love to shoot in the water. It's kind of quite a big passion of mine. I'm torn sometimes between if I should shoot or if I should surf. some of my friends think I'm crazy, but
that's a good problem to have, Scott.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
And, I have to say that ant marching shot, all of you should go check out this Dulce movie. It looks like something straight out of Planet Earth. You guys did a really great job on that. And let's talk a little bit more in a practical sense for anyone listening in about the mechanics of how you planned this most recent trip that you took to Costa.
Sure. So I'd say normally when I go somewhere, I try to do a bit of research. I don't go too heavy into like in-depth research, but I try to look at the climate. You know, is it going to be hot and humid? Is it going to be dusty? Where am I going to be? And then try and like get a good picture in my mind of what it is and how I'm going to pack. And obviously Costa Rica is pretty humid. Nothing really dries out, at least where we were on the coast. So things are damp, which obviously cameras and dampness don't go too well together. there was like one day it rained and I think I pulled my camera out and there was like fog inside the lens and, you know, had to deal with trying that out. Doing some research is helpful, and then just trying to be efficient with what you are taking. I didn't want to take a whole bunch of gear because we were trying our best to travel light. And so I ended up just committing to taking my water housing. I have a SPL water housing and one camera body, a 16 to 35 mil lens, and then a 50 mil lens. Mm. And knew that that was going to kind of cover what I wanted to shoot for this trip.
That gear that you brought, did that all fit in your carry-on, or how did you navigate the airline system with your gear?
good question. I have a paid relationship with airlines. So I always keep as much camera equipment on my back as I can, and normally my heaviest bag is actually my carry-on bag, even if it's small. I just do my best not to ever part with it. If I do, I have a Pelican case, which I put it in, and I'll lock that, even put two locks on, and then check it if I have to. But with airlines, you never know where your bag's going to end up.
Yeah.
So all of that fit into a little smaller bag I have, which worked fairly well. Then I didn't have to have a pretty big backpack on me for the whole trip, which was nice. We did a lot of like riding our bikes with surfboards to different surf breaks. So it was really nice just to have a small backpack. I definitely have learned that having a variety of different size backpacks is helpful when traveling. I remember buying my first backpack thinking, cool, this is it. I've got a backpack now, I'm good.
Right.
Now I realize, depending on the job and what I'm shooting and what I'm taking, having different sizes is super helpful.
That's great. And if you could speak to more the creative side of the process for, you know, there's a lot of photographers who I feel like a lot of us have traveled before. Then there's a whole nother section who it's like there's this timidity or a lot of unknowns about traveling and keeping the creative focus in terms of what shots to go after. So talk a little bit about your approach when you travel with the camera.
Sure. So I think whenever I get to a new space, I generally will get settled and then do my best to get out straight away. I'm normally pretty excited. And I normally just take a light setup with me, even like a 50 mil on a DSLR body or a mirrorless camera. And if I'm in a town, go for a walk, or if there are bikes or any way to get out and really see what the city or town or wherever I am has to offer. And by doing that, I guess being on your feet, walking or riding, it slows me down to really see where I am. And, you know, I think I'm also attracted to meeting people and talking to people when I'm in foreign places, and, you know, having a friendly approach that normally leads to a portrait or two, which is also pretty cool. I think just having a camera on me too, as much as I can while I'm traveling, is something I try to do too. Obviously, sometimes you go places where you don't want your camera to be dangling around your neck for security reasons. But, you know, I think just being aware of where you are too. You know, if you start to feel like you're in a bit of a sketchy area, then you probably are. And then you should probably take your camera away. But yeah, I'd say this past trip was pretty neat. I did a shoot for Urchin Surfboards. A friend of mine just started making some surfboards, and I knew I wanted to get some really good light, some morning light, because the beaches are beautiful and there's mist that comes up off the ocean in that early morning time. Rallied some friends of mine that were down there, and they were pretty excited to jump in and kind of pose with some surfboards. And so we did a little lifestyle shoot down the beach, which was great. And, you know, I think trying to stick to the fundamentals of what I think is, I'm always attracted to good lights and try to use it, you know, as much as I can in those like early morning or evening times. Waking up nice and early to get down onto the beach kind of worked out super well for us.
Nice. Well, this is really great, Scott. And can we put a link in the show notes to Urchin Surfboards? And is the work you've done for them, is that available online yet?
Yeah, they're going to release kind of a website and a whole media campaign probably later on in the year when they get back from Costa Rica, because they're out there for a couple months on a bit of a trip. But I have a link on my website just with a couple of the shots from that shoot I can share. I'll send you, and then you can stick in the link in the descriptions.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be sure to do that. And I'm sure we could talk the whole rest of the afternoon, but sure. Scott, tell us where you're headed to today. You're flying today.
Yeah, that's right. So it was a bit of a travel day. I had a nice 4 a.m. wake up and just landed in San Francisco. I'm going to be in Pacifica for a few days and then down in Santa Cruz shooting some surfing, which will be
nice.
Be pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your travels, my friend, and thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy day today to talk with all of us and pass along some of your adventures from the road.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. And everybody listening in, thank you for taking the time to listen. And I hope that this podcast was helpful to you. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, feel free to pass that along. And be sure to review the podcast as you listen to it in your podcast player of choice. Have a wonderful day.